Let me ask you, don't forget the joke.
The joke?
The joke?
Joke.
The joke?
Joke.
You don't want me to leave anything for Saturday? Yeah, but for next Saturday.
No.
Yeah, tell us that.
Well, you were all keyed up. What happened?
I know. It's difficult. I said that morning that I was in... what I was thinking this morning was, how funny when whatever you say in the language that is yours, you can say in a few words, but when someone translates it in another language, it always seems longer. I don't know why. You know, I remember still when in 1969 when Erich would say something over the mic, and because there were a lot of Baba lovers from Andhra, and we don't know their language. So there was an Andhra Baba lover who would translate it into Telugu. Well, Erich would say a sentence 2 inches long, and then the interpreter would have, 5 feet long. It just went on and on and on. And I have to wonder, how maybe that language is different. I still don't know, as a matter of fact. So in India, we call them, at least some people, because of the pronunciation, they don't say interpreter, they say interrupter. You know, that was this interrupter who was saying whatever I said, and it's very much like that. You know, at the moment you say something, they interrupt and go, and then by the time you have to connect, Erich had to hold on to his thought, after this long interpretation, and then he would continue 2 words and then we would gallop. So this joke was when Colonel General Montgomery. When he was on a tour, a goodwill tour in the countries in the East, so it was Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, all those places. I'm not good at geography, but you know. So he had this interrupter with him. It was a very good man who would always say whatever he had. But sometimes it seemed much longer than whatever he was saying. So anyway, he was ending the whole thing. He thought he'd end with a joke, make it a nice joke. So he said this joke, which was fairly longish, comparatively, to these other things that he said, this joke. And the interrupter said it in the other language in a jiffy. He just said it in this one sentence, and the whole house, all the audience, was roaring with laughter and almost falling off their chairs and laughing. And gentlemen, he was very pleased with the effect his joke had. It was marvelous, I say. So, when he went out, he thumped the interrupter on the back and said, good work. But tell me one thing, how did you manage to tell my clumsy, longish joke so shortly and so well that I could see the effect of it? He said, I told them, honorable gentlemen, now telling joke, everybody please laugh. And another is, and this one is my favorite. This man was invited by an English friend who had an old castle and invited to come and spend the night with him and stay a few days, and he accepted. And he went and he had this room, and the host told him, he said, there's a sort of a belief around here, but I wouldn't worry if I were you. But, the place is supposed to be haunted, People see ghosts and that kind of sort of thing. And the man said, don't worry. So he slept in the room all right. In the morning when they got together for breakfast, the host said, by the way, did you have any queer experiences or anything like that, He said, well, what do you mean? What I told you about last night, about the ghost, that. Oh, yes. What do you mean, yes? Well, I saw him. You saw the ghost? You actually, oh yes, but I got rid of him. Immediately I got rid of him. You got rid of him? How on earth did you manage that? He said, well, I asked him for a contribution, and he disappeared immediately. So it's not only people who disappear when you ask for contributions, you ask the ghost for a contribution, boop.